Shalom be'ezah Hashem learned daf nun beis and mesechtes avodah zarah. Some of the topics we learned about include avodas kechavim shahoy legina or merchat nana mehen shloy b'toyva ve'ein nana mehen b'toyva. If an avodah zarah exclusively owned a garden or a bathhouse, a Jew may benefit only for free but not for pay. The distinction between b'toyvas koymen, to pay money to the attendants of the avodah zarah, and toyvas avodeha, to pay money to those who worship the avodah zarah. The machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva regarding from what point does an avodah zarah become forbidden. Meshas asiyah, from when it was made, or atshati of it, from when it was actually worshipped. And the distinction between shal oivet kechavim and avodah zarah of a non-Jew, and shal yisrael and avodah zarah of a Jew. The Gemara discusses the following three questions. Ritzach kli l'avodas kechavim mahu. The metal utensil that had been used for avodah zarah, which becomes tamei, broke, the pieces become tar. But if a Jew repaired the kli, does the kli revert back to tumah yeshana, its original tumah, or not? If a non-Jew nullified food that was offered to avodah zarah, does the food become tahar or not? Are utensils that were used in Beis Chanya permitted to be used in the Beis HaMikdash or not?